الحمد لله رب العالمين والصلاة والسلام على سيد الأنبياء والمرسلين سيدنا ومولانا محمد وعلى آله وصحبه أجمعين أما بعد فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الصلاة والسلام عليك يا رسول الله الصلاة والسلام عليك يا حبيب الله الصلاة والسلام عليك يا نبي الله وعلى آلك وأصحابك يا نور الله رب اشرح لي صدري ويسر لي امري واحلل عقدة من لساني يفقهوا قولي اللهم افتح علينا حكمتك وانشر علينا رحمتك يا ذا الجلال والاكرام او الله عز وجل open the doors of knowledge and wisdom for us have mercy on us او the one who is the most honorable the most gracious بلغ العلا بكماله كشف الدجى بجماله حسنت جميع خصاله صلوا عليه وآله مرحبا أهلا وسهلا بكم to all our viewers and listeners of Madani channel. You are watching the Early Echo program. We thank Almighty Allah Azza wa Jal and we begin our day in the name of Allah Subhanahu wa Ta'ala with the remembrance of Allah Subhanahu wa Ta'ala. For all praises belong to Allah Azza wa Jal, our sustainer, provider, Cherisher and Nourisher, the master of the day of judgment, the owner, initiator and creator of everything that exists, abundance of peace, blessings and choices, salutations be upon Nabi Akram, Nur-e Mujassam, Shah-e Bani Adam, Ahmad-e Mukhtar, the peace of our hearts and mind, the most generous and kind, Arwahuna Fida, may our souls be sacrificed at his blessed feet. We send peace and blessings upon his illustrious family and noble companions, Ridwanullahi ta'ala alayhim ajma'een. Alhamdulillah. Yes, dear viewers and listeners of Madani channel, in today's episode, we are going to be discussing some amazing du'as, supplications, invocations. There are some remedies from the Qur'an Pak which we will be discussing inshallah. So let's get started. Let's listen to the beautiful hadith of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam with regards to Darood, subhanallah. The Prophet of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has mentioned so beautifully with regards to 50 Darood upon him. He says, the one who recites 50 Darood upon Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, the Prophet of Allah azza wa jal shall shake hands with him on the day of judgment. Subhanallah. Sallu ala al-habib sallallahu ala Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Salatan wa salaman alayka ya Sayyidi ya Rasulullah wa sallam alayka ya Sayyidi ya Nabiyyallah. Inshallah Azza wa Jal, we will be reciting a hamd bari ta'ala inshallah in the early parts of the morning. Let's praise Almighty Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Let's worship Allah Azza wa Jalla. Let's not violate the rights of Almighty Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Let's make abundance of istighfar in the court of the Almighty. And inshallah Azza wa Jal, when we attain his proximity and closeness, Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar, this will have our worries and our troubles, leaving our hearts and minds. Of course, it is in the dhikr of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. It is in the remembrance of Allah Azza wa Jal with regards to, subhanallah, with regards to reciting and making the dhikr of Allah Azza wa Jal. It is, of course, a great blessing, dear viewers and listeners of Madani channel. So let's not lose out on this opportunity. Ala bi dhikri Allahi tatma'innul qulub. Verily it is in the dhikr of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, or the contentment and tranquility of the heart remains in the dhikr and in the remembrance of Allah azza wa jal. So chale milkar ke ye hamd padhte hain inshallah. Kalam bhi sunte rahenge and we will engage with our views out there as well. Milke padhte hain.
Allahu 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 La ilaha illallah La ilaha illallah La ilaha illallah Amanna bi rasulillah Allah wahid yakta hai ek khuda bas tanha hai Allah wahid yakta hai ایک خدا بس تنہا ہے، کوئی نہ اس کا ہمتا ہے، کوئی نہ اس کا ہمتا ہے، ایک ہی سب کی سنتا ہے، اللہ 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 لا الہ الا اللہ لا الہ الا اللہ لا الہ الا اللہ آمنا برسول اللہ جز میں وہ ہے کل میں وہ رنگ و بو ہے گل میں وہ جز میں وہ ہے کل میں وہ رنگ و بو ہے گل میں وہ افغان بلبل میں وہ افغان بلبل میں وہ نغمات کل کل میں وہ اللہ 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 لا الہ الا اللہ لا الہ الا اللہ لا الہ الا اللہ آمنا برسول اللہ بلبل طوطی پروانہ ہر ایک اس کا دیوانہ بلبل طوطی پروانہ بلبل طوطی پروانہ ہر ایک اس کا دیوانہ کمری کس کا مستانہ کمری کس کا مستانہ کون چکوڑ کا جانانا اللہ 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 مولا دل کا زنگ چھوڑا قلب نوری پائے جرا مولا دل کا زنگ چھوڑا قلب نوری پائے جرا دل کو کر دے آئینہ دل کو کر دے آئینہ جس میں چمکے یہ کلمہ لا الہ الا اللہ لا الہ الا اللہ لا الہ الا اللہ آمنا برسول اللہ 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 اللہ
صلی علی الحبیب صلی اللہ علی محمد صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم صلاۃ و سلام علیک یا رسول اللہ وسلم علیک یا سیدی یا نبی اللہ. For now, we will be listening to this beautiful Nati Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam Madine mein bula ay sabz gumbad ke rehne wale. So inshallah after this kalam, we will be returning with our program. Stay tuned and locked with Madani channel. Sallu alal habib sallallahu ala Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam.
Madina اس لیے عطار جانو دل سے ہے پیارا کہ رہتے ہیں میرے آقا میرے جنت کہا کرتے ہیں اہل حق جسے عشاق کی جنت کہا کرتے ہیں اہل حق وہ ہے صحرا تیرا رہنے والے سبز گنبد کے
مدینے میں
خطاؤں پر خطائیں ہیں گناہگاروں کی جانب سے خطاؤں پر خطائیں ہیں مگر تجھ سے عطا اے رہنے والے سبز گنبد کے
مدینے میں بلا گنبد کے بدوں کو بھی نبھائے رہنے والے سبز گنبد کے
فرشتوں کا جھکا سر سوئے آدم کس کے باعث ہے فرشتوں کا جھکا سر سوئے آدم کس کے باعث ہے تیرا ہی نور تھا اے رہنے والے سبز گنبد کے
مدینے
کفر کی اسلام پر چھائی گھٹا چاروں طرف سے کفر کی اسلام پر چھائی نظر فرما ذرا اے رہنے والے سبز گنبد کے
مدینے میں بدوں کو بھی نبھائے رہنے والے سبز گنبد کے
وہ روزہ جس پہ ہے جبریل بھی سو جان سے قربان وہ روزہ جس پہ ہے جبریل بھی سو جان سے قربان ان آنکھوں سے دکھائے رہنے والے سبز گنبد کے
مدینے میں
پھر جمیل قادری کیوں کر خدا ہے تیرا واصف پھر جمیل قادری کیوں کر کرے تیری ثنا اے رہنے والے سبز گنبد کے
مدینے میں گنبد کے بدوں کو بھی نبھائے رہنے والے سبز گنبد کے سبز گنبد کے سبز گنبد کے
کیا بات ہے مدینے کی سبحان اللہ سبحان اللہ سبحان اللہ مدینے میں بلا اے رہنے والے سبز گنبد کے and we say آمین to this dua that کاش we all could present ourselves in the holy court of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallama. Subhanallah, subhanallah. However, inshallah, coming back to our topic and our discussion for today with regards to some supplications and du'as, very, very beneficial. This is the same Quran Pak which has been revealed upon our beloved Master sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And this Quran contains shifa, dear viewers. Subhanallah. We have distanced ourselves from the teachings of the Quran as well as from recitation of the glorious Quran Pak. But inshallah, if we get things straight and we begin to love the Quran and we begin to recite the very same Quran, all our problems will be resolved through the blessings of the Quran, inshallah. It is the words of Almighty Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So inshallah, as I read out and mention to you the remedies from the Quran for many problems out there that I would say maybe 70 or above 70% of people suffer these days. So we are frustrated, what do we do? How do we remove this problem? Don't think about it. Start the Quran. Allahu Akbar. Let's start loving the Quran and let's start inshallah reciting this Quran Pak through the blessings of this Quran, through the blessings of the words of Almighty Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Our problems shall come to an end inshallah. So let's listen to this very first invocation, a dua, a supplication, a wazifa to recite and read that would make this possible. There are many people out there who have nightmares. Bure khwab jo hum dekhte hain aur ye bure khwab dekhne ki wajah se hum pareshan hal ho jate hain aur sometimes the entire day could be disturbed because of the weird dreams we have, scary dreams we have, nightmares. Some people are seeing snakes, some people are seeing funny types of dreams which they are of course fighting in the dream, and this affects them mentally, physically, and then they are looking for the meanings of the dreams as well. So look, if you are suffering from nightmares, start doing this inshallah. There is a program called Khabo Ki Ta'bir. Our Asad Madani Sahib, Dama Barakatum Ula Aliyah, interprets the dreams. He gives interpretations for the dreams people have. And when we hear and understand the different types of interpretations, we get astonished and astounded by that, because many a times what we assume the meaning could be is the total opposite of that, right? And when a person is confirmed, you know what, I had this dream and now things are turning out to be in accordance with the dream I seen. In other words, it's not good. So people then become even more panicked up and paranoid, and anxiety then kicks in and all of that stories. So nonetheless, inshallah, as of today, invoke Ya Mutakabbiru 21 times with Darud-e Pak before and after, inshallah. Try and recite Darud-e Pak for the same amount of time, 21 times before and after. And recite Ya Mutakabbiru when going to sleep, you will not face any nightmares, inshallah. Ya Mutakabbiru, Ya Mutakabbiru. You know, the Asma'ul Husna, the beautiful names of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, have such amazing power in it, dear viewers. But as I'm saying, that Islam and this beautiful religion of Islam has given us these tools to overcome certain calamities and problems in this world. But we aren't making any use of this. Take the name of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Recite Ya Mutakabbiru 21 times and Darud-e Pak before and after reciting this, right? And then you make dam on yourself, recite this, and then you go to bed. Inshallah, azawajal, you shall be saved from nightmares, from bad dreams. Furthermore, a very beneficial dua as well for people who get animal bites. Just recently, I was at a town and there was a brother who got bitten by a dog and he had to get 14 injections. Allahu Akbar. Now, this is something natural, right? Because sometimes you get the dogs that are crazy out there and they bite you. You call them the mad dogs. If they bite you, you could of course get rabies and different other sorts of diseases. So one has to go for medical treatment. But together with that, dear viewers in the Islam Madani channel, look at what the Quran has given us, subhanallah. And there are beautiful ayat of the Quran to make dua and dam over that affected area. Even if it, you are suffering later on, recite these things, subhanallah. The person who has been bitten, so this blessed ayah is a proven remedy for every sort of animal bite, for every type of animal bite. Recite 11 times and perform dam on the area that was bitten. What are you going to recite? You are going to recite Am abramu amran fa inna mubrimun. One more time inshallah. Am abramu amran fa inna mubrimun. It will be very beneficial. These are those ayat. Maybe you should write it down, note it down inshallah, and stick it at different places in your home. So if ever there is a situation such as a spider bite, a scorpion bite, snake bite, recite this first, make dam on that area, and then you can even take medical treatment if still needed. Am abramu amran fa inna mubrimun, inshallah azza wa jal. Alhamdulillah, these are some beneficial remedies, dear viewers and listeners of Madani channel, subhanallah. Another beautiful remedy for piles, and this is also a sickness that lot of people have this in or at a very sometimes early but sometimes later stage as well. Most likely old people go through this as well because of age. So the scholars of Islam have mentioned that for every type of stomach diseases especially, and for piles as well, whether it is external bleeding or internal bleeding, offer two raka'at of salah. Two raka'at salah one has to perform, right? Recite surah Alam Nashrah in the first raka'at after suratul Fatiha, and in the second raka'at recite surah Fil after suratul Fatiha. So in the first raka'at surah Alam Nashrah Laka Sadaq, and in the second raka'at surah Fil, and then invoke this dua 70 times. What dua will a person make? Astaghfirullah Rabbi min kulli dhanbin wa atubu ilayh. Astaghfirullah Rabbi min kulli dhanbin wa atubu ilayh. Subhanallah wa bihamdihi. Astaghfirullah Rabbi min kulli dhanbin wa atubu ilayh. Subhanallah wa bihamdihi. Like this you will recite 70 times inshallah azawajal. It has been mentioned that do this for a few days, inshaAllah Azza wa Jal, a person shall be cured from his piles. Allahu Akbar. The sickness and this problem will be gone through the blessings of this invocation and dua. A person will recite, Astaghfirullah Rabbi min kulli dhanbin wa atubu ilayh, Subhanallahi wa bihamdihi. See, a person makes istighfar in the court of Allah Azza wa Jal, and because of making istighfar, Subhanallah, even his physical worries may leave him as well. So why should we delay, dear viewers? Istighfar is something very, very important as well. In fact, the Prophet of Allah Azza wa Jalla, who is pure and he is sinless, Allah Azza wa Jalla has protected him. The Prophet of Allah Subhanahu wa Ta'ala, who has not committed any gunah in his blessed life, yet, dear viewers, the Prophet of Allah Subhanahu wa Ta'ala would 70 times a day, sometimes according to some riwayat, 100 times a day the Prophet of Allah Azza wa Jal would make istighfar. Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar. So this teaches us that we are his ummatis and followers. Why don't we make abundance of istighfar? Why don't we turn towards the mercy of Allah Subhanahu wa Ta'ala? Another Madani pool that I would like to add, dear viewers, that a lot of people get confused. What is the Shari'i istilah or the Shari'i definition and ruling with regards to morning and evening? A person says to you that recite this dua or this wazifa 50 times or 70 times in the morning. So what does morning refer to and what does evening refer to? The scholars of Islam have mentioned that the Shari'i definition with regards to morning refers to from midnight right up to the first ray of the sun. So from midnight right up to the first ray of the sun is actually the morning part. It's considered to be the morning. And what is evening is from Dhuhr right up to sunset. This is known to be the evening part. So if there is any dua to recite in the mornings and evenings, if this is mentioned according to Islamic point of view, then one should have those wadaif, those duas recited from midnight to Fajr. It will be considered as morning, and after Dhuhr till Maghrib will be considered as the evening. Furthermore, subhanallah, paralysis, being paralyzed of course, is also a very big sickness, and it is very difficult for people who go through this. So paralysis of course is a sickness, and even youngsters sometimes undergo this problem. What solution is there for this? They say, subhanallah, write surah Zilzal. إِذَا زُلْزِلَتِ الْأَرْضُ زِلْزَالَهَا وَأَخْرَجَتِ الْأَرْضُ أَثْقَالَهَا. The entire surah on a steel pot, and then it should be washed with water, meaning apply water upon that, and thereafter make the patient drink this. Another proven and very, very beneficial method has been proven as well, that write surah Zilzal onto a steel pot and make the patient even look at it. Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar. Through the blessings of viewing the surah or even washing that surah in the pot and then drinking it, subhanallah, would cause the sickness and problem to be removed as well. Ye to abhi teen char hi bayan hue hain, aur bayan karne ka maqsad ye bhi to hai na, dekhein aap zara, this is the blessings of the Quran. لو انزلنا هذا القران على جبل لرايته خاشعا متصدعا من خشيه الله. الله اكبر. Just imagine if this Quran had to be revealed upon the mountains, it would have perished to dust, dear viewers. But this is the same Quran which has been revealed upon the qalb and the purified heart of Nabi Pak sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Subhanallah, subhanallah. Quran has shifa. In the Quran there's cure. Allahu Akbar. Allah Azza wa Jal has placed thawab and reward even in reciting this Quran Pak. But unfortunately, we are so distant away from this. We have more yaqeen and conviction in medication, in science, should I say. We have more tawakkul, I sometimes feel, in the tablets and medications that we consume and take to get rid of our problems. Have much more tawakkul than that in the Quran, inshallah. This is what the Sahaba Ikram would do. I'm not saying don't do home remedies. I'm not saying don't take medications. One should still, of course, look forward for medical treatment if it's needed. But our first resort should always be the Quran. Turn to the Holy Quran, inshallah. Your life will change, dear viewers. Find the solutions to your problems through and from the Quran. This is exactly what our pious predecessors have done for all their lives. So this is the power of Surah Zilzal. Surah Fatiha has so many different types of solutions for us. It's known as Surah Shifa, Surah Al-Kanz, the Surah of Treasures, Surah Al-Shifa, Surah Al-Fatiha. We all know Surah Al-Fatiha. We only read Surah Al-Fatiha in Salah. But do we know even the power and the ability of the Surah of the Qur'an Pak, the first opening Surah of the Qur'an? Allahu Akbar. Let's cleanse our tongues with istighfar. Pehle apne zuban ko istighfar ke zariye se saaf karenge. Let's make lots of istighfar. And after doing so, inshallah, azza wa jal, let's become amil. Let's recite the Qur'an Pak, inshallah, azza wa jal, in the correct method and the correct manner and way. And thereafter, inshallah, recite these surahs often. For they have lots of powers and ability to change any condition, dear viewers and listeners of Madini channel. Before studying religious books, a lot of people have this complaint, especially just students who are karte ki we have weak memories, and we are unable to by heart, we are unable to memorize and remember whatever we have studied. So ispe bhi amal karna shuru kar dein. Aside from giving badam and kaju, pista, all these healthy nuts which will give your child a memory boost, uske ilawa aap ye bhi to karein. Subhanallah, teach your children, teach yourself as well. There's no age restriction for this. Whether you are young or whether you are old, every time you go to study, subhanallah, recite this dua given. First recite Darud-e Pak before and after, at least once, or as many times you can, 11 times, 21 times. And then you will remember whatever you read if you recite this dua. Allahumma ftah alayna hikmataka wanshur alayna rahmataka ya dhal jalali wal ikram. If you remember well, this is the dua which I recite every day before my morning program. And we start this program and commence with it with this dua. What is the meaning? O Allah Azza wa Jal, open the doors of knowledge and wisdom for us. Have mercy on us, O the one who is the most honorable, the most gracious. Make this dua before reading any religious book, inshallah. And through the blessings of this dua, you will remember and memorize it. Even scholars have written that if you have a weak memory, after your fard salah, subhanallah, one should recite 11 times Durood-e Pak, and then with his left hand, he should hold his forehead or his head above. And he should recite, Ya Qawiyyu, Ya Qawiyyu, Ya Qawiyyu, 11 times, inshallah, or 21 times. And after and before, of course, he will recite Durood-e Pak, and then through the blessings of reciting Ya Qawiyyu, his memory will become strong. Subhanallah. He would not forget the things that he recites and he would read. So these are some amazing du'as and supplications. Another one that I would like to share, subhanallah, is that every day before reading the lesson, recite this 41 times, what I'm going to recite now for you, inshallah. If a person could do this, it would be very, very beneficial. إلهي أنت إله عالم وأنا عبدك جاهل أسألك أن ترزقني علما نافعا وفهما كاملا وطبعا زكيا وقلبا صفيا حتى أعبدك ولا تلهكني بجهالتي برحمتك يا أرحم الراحمين. 41 times to be recited, and then you start your lesson, subhanallah. By reciting this dua, that lesson of yours shall become easy for you. I met a brother, and the age of this brother was above 67, 68, plus minus, I would assume. And he says to me, Tabriz bhai, I still have the desire to become a hafiz of the Holy Quran. Allah. He expressed his desire, saying he's trying, he memorized many surahs of the Quran, but he finds it very difficult at this age, and it's much more natural. That's why it's always emphasized that if you want to become a hafiz, do this at a little age, because of course it's much more easier to become a hafiz, but doesn't mean that if you did not become a hafiz of the Quran in your younger age, in your youth, it doesn't mean you should stop desiring becoming a hafiz. First, let's fix our pronunciation, our recitation of the Quran. Sabse aham aur zaruri sabse pehle ye cheez hai ki kya humko Quran padhna durust aata hai ki nahi? Durust padhna aata hai ki nahi? Are we able to recite? Do we know the qalqala, the mad, the idgham, ghunna? Are we able to even pronounce the letters of the Quran correctly? Instead of saying ha, we are saying ha. And where there's ha, we are saying ha. Sometimes we can't say the letter ha. There are different origins for the letter to be mentioned. Ha is from a different place of the mouth, and ha comes out from a different place of the body. And when the letters and the pronunciations are not done correctly, this has an impact on the translation of the Quran as well. Remember this, dear viewers. If you tried, and after trying, and you are still trying to rectify, and you are unable to come right, it's a different thing altogether. But a person will definitely be a sinner if he does not try to get his Quran checked, to make sure that his tajweed is correct according to the teachings of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So, before having and reading these wadaif, inshallah azza wa jalla, you know, download a book from the website of Da'awat Islami, and this is the Madani Qaida. You know, go to a professional Shaykh, a Qari of the Quran Pak, and then get your tajweed corrected, get your recitation corrected and sorted, inshallah. And this is the learning process, right? No matter how big you are, no matter how small you are, there's nothing wrong whatsoever. Try and do this, dear viewers. You will definitely see the barakah. So once more, I will recite this for improving your brain power. That is, Ilahi anta ilahun alimu wa ana abduka jahilun. أسألك أن ترزقني علما نافعا وفهما كاملا وطبعا زكيا وقلبا صفيا حتى أعبدك ولا تلهكني بجهالة برحمتك يا أرحم الراحمين. سبحان الله سبحان الله. Another beautiful dua and surah to recite, سبحان الله, for leprosy is that recite surah Bayyina and perform dam on the person who is suffering from leprosy. In addition to this, write it and place it around the neck of a patient at both meals, meaning at the time of breakfast and supper, or whatever meal you are having, have the surah recited by someone who recites correctly, and then perform dam on the meal, Allahu Akbar, and give the food to the patient. This person's problems will definitely be removed, subhanallah. Surah Bayyina, subhanallah, subhanallah. This is the power of the surah, that it could remove the sickness from a person. Surah Bayyina should be recited, and of course, write it also on a piece of paper, and then have it around the neck of this patient, as well as make dam on the meal that was prepared to eat. Make a proper qari of the Quran, recite this. This can be done for many a days, until the problem is resolved, inshallah, azza wa jal. A lot of people are suffering from deprivation. Aside from the things that we normally discuss with regards to deprivation, what are the do's and don'ts? There are so many habits that we have and we do on a daily basis that causes deprivation. You know, sometimes the salary doesn't last us, insufficient funds, and we are unable to meet our, you know, expenses, and this becomes a headache and problem, and people are suffering out there. But have you ever focused on the short-term problems as to how can I see in my surrounding, in my own house, am I doing the right things that will provide barakah and blessings? Because we all need barakah and blessings in our lives, right? Many people will tell me, please make dua for blessings, make dua for barakah, Allah must grant us barakah. Remember, barakah does not mean that you must get more, but rather, subhanallah, the definition of barakah is that whatever you have, when Allah shall place blessings in that, that little will suffice for many. This is barakah. Like when the Prophet of Allah Azza wa Jal made more than 1,400 people drink water from a little pot. Subhanallah. 1,400 people, excluding animals, because animals had also drinking from that water when they were in a journey and there was some shortage of water. The Prophet of Allah Azza wa Jal taken out water from between his fingers, subhanallah, from little water that suffice so many people. This is barakah. Barakah is when the Prophet of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala placed his Mubarak saliva into little dough, and when that dough was baked and made into roti, subhanallah, even the gravy and the roti sufficed over 1,000 companions during the incident and event of Khandaq, when they were invited at the house of Sayyidina Jabir radiallahu ta'ala anhu. So many companions eaten, but yet that roti and that naan or bread, should you say, was not lessened. It rather remained at the very same quantity. It seemed as if no one even ate from the little roti and gravy that was prepared, subhanallah. Dear viewers and listeners of Madani channel, this is barakah. People who have the habit of biting their nails, this causes deprivation as well. People who have the habit of flossing their teeth, and then whatever grits, whatever truck comes out from the mouth, from between the teeth, they have the habit to swallow that. That also causes deprivation. Eating food on your bed and being served at the leg side, you know, the food to be placed at the leg side of the bed, whereas your legs will be stretched out, and this is where you are being served your meal, this as well causes deprivation in your sustenance. Eating barehead, you know, without a topi, without Islamic cap, this also causes deprivation. Sitting at the doorstep of your house or at your shop, sitting at the doorstep on the floor and then eating, or eating in public places a lot, also causes deprivation in one's sustenance. These are some important aspects. Eating and drinking in broken utensils also causes deprivation, dear viewers and listeners of Madani channel. Allahu Akbar. So if we avoid these things here, inshallah, azzawajal, because this is a major, major, major problem in society. It's not only a problem surrounding South Africa, it's a global pandemic and issue with regards to money. That people have this complaint, whether he's a millionaire residing in a huge mansion or whether he's a poor man dwelling in a small little home. This one problem almost every person has. You go and visit our get-togethers, go to the wedding ceremonies, go to the get-togethers functions, whether it's Miladun Nabi, Khatam Sharif, or any other gathering. Have a look at the amount of food that's thrown in the bin, the amount of rice that's thrown on the bin. Even the guys, the cook that's dishing out the food from the decks into bowls, how much of rice and food is thrown all over the ground? Dear viewers and listeners of Madani channel, wastage is also part of deprivation. Allah Azza wa Jalla removes the barakah and the blessing from one's sustenance. You know, the Prophet of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, in an authentic hadith, it has been mentioned that once he sallallahu alayhi wa sallam entered his house and he picked up a piece of bread from the floor, from the ground, and he dusted the bread and he showed this to Aisha, indicating towards it. He said, "O Aisha radiallahu anha, the day this leaves any nation, it never returns back." Meaning the bread. The day this leaves any nation, it never ever returns back. So respect and, do not disrespect the food. The Prophet of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gave us such a beautiful lesson, dear viewers. But unfortunately, Allahu Akbar. Look at America, the amount of food that's wasted in a restaurant. There was some sort of statistics and survey done with regards to the food that's wasted one day in America could suffice half of Africa. Little bit kisi ne chhu liya to usko khane, us khane ko bin mein phek diya karte. Apne gharon ka ye haal hai. This is the condition of our homes as well, that the children would eat the center part of the bread and then waste the sides of the bread. Common problems, we are unable to eat and clean and lick our plates clean. Halaki hadithi paak mein aya hai ki jis bande ne apna plate saaf kiya, Allahu Akbar, the one who cleans his plate correctly without leaving gravy or rice or anything of that sort on his plate, he will receive the reward of freeing one slave for the pleasure of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allahu Akbar. He doesn't have to spend money to free a slave, but rather simply because of cleaning his plate like that, subhanallah, he will be rewarded abundantly. Imam Ghazali rahmatullahi ta'ala says in Ihya al-Ulum that the one who picks up the bits and pieces from the dastarkhan, from the tablecloth, or from the table, whether he is sitting on a table, sitting on the floor and eating, when he picks up the crumbs or the rice dana, the grains of rice that have fallen around his plate because of eating or because of dishing out, Allah Azza wa Jal will transform that grains of rice into mahar, and this will be the dowry for the hoors of Jannah. Allah Azza wa Jal will enhance him in his beauty, in his wealth. Allah Azza wa Jal will increase him in his wealth. And subhanAllah, doing this action, Allah Azza wa Jal will grant him awlad and children free from defects and faults. SubhanAllah. All these amazing blessings. For doing something like this, don't you think it's worth it, dear viewers? SubhanAllah. So this is the lesson. This is what I'm trying to say. Let's look forward doing things of this nature, dear viewers. Let's stop wasting. Let's dish that amount of food that you're able to eat instead of dishing out more than you can manage. Allahu Akbar. Allahu Akbar. So, as far as increasing sustenance is concerned, recite Ya Musabbibal Asbab. Ya Musabbibal Asbab. Ya Musabbibal Asbab. 500 times. What is the method of reciting this? Of course, recite Durood-e Pak 11 times before and after. And a person should perform Salatul Isha facing the Qibla. After your Salatul Isha, face the Qibla and stand in a place where there is nothing between you, your head and the sky. There is no roof, there is no awning, there is no ceiling. And stand without any topi, without any cap on your head. And the sky and your head should be visible. And then recite this 500 times. Ya Musabbib al-Asbab. Ya Musabbib al-Asbab. Inshallah Azza wa Jal, through the blessings of this, if you have any shortage in your sustenance, it will be removed inshallah. Any sort of deprivation or joblessness, Allah Azza wa Jal will fulfill your desires inshallah Azza wa Jal. Sallu ala al-Habib sallallahu ala Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Sayyidi Ala Hazrat ka likha hua kalam hai, do sher sunte hain inshallah Azza wa Jal, aage badhte hain. Unki mahak ne dil ke, unki mahak ne dil ke ghunche khila diye hai. Unki mahak ne dil ke, unki mahak ne dil ke ghunche khila diye hai. Jis raah chal gaye hain kuche basa diye hain, jis raah chal gaye hain kuche basa diye hain, unki mahak ne dil ke, ek dil hamara kya uska kitna, ek dil hamara kya hai, azar uska kitna, tumne to chalte firte murde jila diye hai, tumne to chalte firte murde jila diye hain, unki mahak ne dil ke, aane do ya dibo do, aane do, aane do ya dubo do, ab to tumhari janib kashti tum hi pe chhodi, langar utha diye hai, kashti tum hi pe chhodi, mere kareem se gaye qatra kisi ne manga, darya baha diye hai, darya baha diye hai, durbe baha
دیے ہیں ان کی مہک نے دل کے ملک سخن کی شاہی تم کو رضا مسلم جس سمت آ گئے ہے ہاں جس سمت آ گئے ہو سکے بٹھا دیے ہیں جس سمت آ گئے ہو سکے بٹھا دیے ہیں ان کی مہک نے دل کے.
Sallu ala al-Habib sallallahu ala Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. We have come to the end of today's episode and program. We say shukran barakallah. May Allah grant barakah and blessings to all the brothers and sisters out there who watch this program for the pleasure of all the Almighty subhanahu wa ta'ala. Stay good, be good, do good. And wherever you are, yes, you are right. Remember the madri maqsad of da'wat islami. I must strive to reform myself and the people of the entire world. صلوا على الحبيب صلى الله على محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم.